gonna wait till 6 o'clock? We are again, just to review yesterday's Gemara, we had the case of two Edom that signed an Ivri on the right get to the left get, and two Edom assigned Javani. And the Gemara's kasha was, why don't we say that the first get's kasha with the Ivrim, and the second get's kasha with the Yavanim? And Ziri Taka had in the Bryce said that that's the way it is. And the Gemara said the Mishnah is worried that maybe they signed uncharacteristically, meaning the Yavanim signed the Hebrew way, the Ivri way, and therefore there would be four Edom on one get and none on the second get. But when the first get's kosher, there's no reason to assume that the first two Edom would have signed uncharacteristically. But the second get is possible because we don't know if we have Edom or not. So it's really a suffix get. Now we move on to the next Gemara, where the Gemara had eight Echad Ivri and eight Echad Yavani, which is the first, there was first an Ivri, then there was a Yavani, and the way the Mishnah's picture was, as we saw yesterday, is the second Aid signed a name under the left get, and then his father's name under the right get, the line afterwards. So if he signed like a Yavani, that means he would be an Aid on the right get. And then the third aid is an Ivri, and the fourth aid is a Yavani. Now, and the question is, why will this kasher high by Erechad Ivri, the Erechad Yavani, the high by Erechad Ivri, the Erechad Yavani? Why don't we say that they're both kasher because the Yavani should be an eight on the second get, and the two Ivrim should be on the first get, and the two Yavanim should be on the second get. Now this question is only fair if, I'm trying to figure it out, if you have, again looking at yesterday's picture, the first aid signed like an Ivri under the first get. The second aid, Yosef Yavani Ben Shimon, in Yavani, that means Shimon is the aid. And then the third aid signed like an Ivri, putting his name under the left get. If you look at the picture in the Mishnah. So he was the aid on the left get. And the fourth aid signed straight line like Yavani, he would also be an aid on the left get. So the question is, let the first two Adam be Adam on the right get, one Ivri and one Yavani, because again, Yavani puts his father's name first, so his name would be second, but he'd be under the right get. And the Ivri puts his father's name left, so he would be the first aid on the right get. And then the third aid, who signed under the left get, right, if you look at the picture we had yesterday, and the third and the fourth would be aid on the second get. So the Gemara of the Tanan, and don't tell me, I'm sorry, to the Kasha, I made Echad Ivri, made Echad Yavani. So I made Echad Ivri, made Echad Yavani. The Tanan, made Echad Ivri, made Echad Yavani Kasher. You can have two Adam, one signing right to left, and one signing left to right, and it doesn't bother us. Now that would be in a regular get, where there is only one get. The question is, over here also, we should use that same halacha, and we have two Edom on one and two Edom on the other. And the Gemara says, about 20 Ziri, Taka Sech, named Sherim. Ziri's right, said Taka counted the first two on the right get, and the last two on the left get. Correct the Gemara of a Tana Didan. What is our Tana worried about? That the Gemara Dilma Gund was Chesim. Maybe they signed uncharacteristically. Now, we don't know who signed uncharacteristically. Unlike in the first case, where the two Ivrim signed first, and there's no reason to suspect that they signed uncharacteristically. Here, since there was an Ivri and then a Yavani, and then an Ivri and then a Yavani, we don't know which one copied whom. Maybe the Yavani was straight Yavani, and the Ivri copied the Yavani, so you have three Adam on the second get. Maybe the Yevani copied the Ivri, and you have three Edom on the first get. So therefore, we have no idea who copied who. So therefore, maybe it's Tfasa Achat, Zuchat Achat. It might be three on one on the other, and we don't know which one. So they're both puzzle. Because, again, the Ivri, first Ivri, there's no reason to suspect. He's for sure on the first get. Then came the Yevani. He might have wanted to copy the Ivri, and even though he put his name under the second get, and his father, and sorry, one name under the second get, and then in the next line, the other name under the first get, the right get, he might be signing the Hebrew way, and he's signing on the left get. He might be signing the Yevani way, and he's signing on the right get. We don't know. Then came the Ivri, and he also went on two lines. So we don't know if he's copying the Yevani, or he's sticking to being an Ivri. So we don't know where he goes. And then the last one, right, the last one, he's probably, he's okay, he's the Yevani, he's sounding like a regular Yevani, no reason to suspect. We don't know. So it might be 301 and one on the other, 301 and one on the other, and there's their both puzzle. Rashi, Dilma Gundlis Chasim, Bechani Yevonim Chashinan, Dilma Gundlis Chasim, Chad Minayu. This is, I think, going on yesterday's case. We're afraid that one of them might have signed uncharacteristically. Shema Yevani Harishan, Chasim Kaseder or Ivri, Shechasim Lamaila Emanu. Maybe he signed like the Ivri that was in front of top of him. Shema Yitchil of Achrach Shem Aviv. Menimta Shalashenu Chasim. That means he signed, this is in our case, that means he signed under the left get. That's what it would mean. If he signed like a Yevani, then his name would be under the right get. But he might have copied the Ivri on top of him. And therefore, he's signing the left get. The Ivri Sheni, Ryan Sha'al Asheni Chasim. Right? We see that he signed on the second gun, the Yavan Achman Chasim Chagai. And the last Yavan signed like his minig, but him to Shloy Shal Asheni, Vein Alarishan Alechad. If we look at it that way, the first Yavani might have copied the Ivri. Then the second Ivri signed under the second, the left get. And the second Yavani might have done it like a Yavani. You have three Edom under the left and only one under the right. Right. Hashema, Yavan Rishon Kedarke Chasam. The first Yavan did it like a Yavan, which means he is on the first get. The Yavan Sheni Achron Chasam Gundlus, and the second Yavan might have signed uncharacteristically Kamashara Ivrim Chasam, like he saw the Ivrim do. The two Yevanim and the Ivri are on the first get. They're both muscle. Everybody else translates the Mishnah, not like I did, that they're on two lines, right? Rashi had the second aid and the third aid on two lines. Other Rashidim, Rashi says, say they're all one line. The Shmai v'Shem Ava b'Shita Achas b'Tachas Rishon v'Shaini, K'may Shiparashti. They learn Shnei Edim Ivrim, Shnei Edim Yevanim, Hashluyim Rishonim b'Mishnah. They learn that's going both. Everything is going like on one line. So Rashi v'Yevshi Yash recall, I can't make any sense out of it. U'Masnisim Le'Dai Kachi, Imkein Le'Mishkachas Ivri Chasam al'Shaini. You wouldn't have any shayla of an Ivri signed on the second one. Why would I think the Ivri signed like a Yevani if it's all on one line? And Paginu, Ivri, Imasnisa Miflik, Paginu, Ivri, Yevani, Lazab, Ivri, Yevani, Lazab. The Mishnah wants to have the Ivri on the second get. Right? The Gemara, Nami Parakul, Iskashu, Hai Bechad, Ivri, Bechad, Yevani, Hai Bechad, Ivri, Bechad, Yevani. Alma Kol Kamad Lermin and Gundlis Chasim, have a chasim in the two Ivri, Yevani Alza, Ivri Yevani Alza. Unless you say they signed uncharacteristically, you would only, how would you have an Ivri and Yevani on both? Now the other Pshat seems to say they're all found in a straight line, and the first one is an Ivri under the right get, and the second one is a Yevani who copied the Ivri, and he would also be of the right get, right? Who copied the Ivri, then he would be of the right get. The third one is an Ivri who signed regularly. And the fourth one is the Yevani, who might have been four and nothing. The fact that the Mishnah, the Gemara says three and one, is mashma that there's one Ivri and one Yevani that we have no question about. And those are the ones that signed on one line. The only ones we question are the ones that question on two lines. Because the other Gersa has everybody sign on one line. Now, if you're afraid that they might have signed the wrong way, so there might be four on one and none on the other. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara only entertains three on one and one on the other. Which one are you assuming is signed the right way for sure? Now, you're for sure having one Yevani the right way and one Ivri the right way. Why? How do you say that? If everybody signed on the same line and you're saying some of them signed uncharacteristically, so how do you know that the fourth one is a Yevani? Meaning we need one on the left and three on the right, or three on the left and one on the right. So the first one, you can say he's the first. So there's no reason to assume he signed uncharacteristically. But once you have the other three and they all signed on the same line, so if you're afraid of two and three, why aren't you afraid about four? So why is four the Yevani on the left get? The way Rashi learned, one and four signed on the same line. Therefore, we're not afraid that they signed uncharacteristically. They would have signed the regular way. It's the two that are on two lines. We don't know what they meant when they went on two lines. Are they sticking to their heritage of Yevani and Ivri? Or are they copying the ones in front of them? We don't know that. But it's only because of the two lines that we suspect that they might be copying the other heritage, either the Ivri to the Yevani or the Yevani to the Ivri. Had they all been on one line, then Moshe, if you're afraid, then it might be four on one, four on the right get and none on the left get. The Gemara never entertains that. The Gemara for sure has one on the left get. By for sure having one on the left get, the Gemara seems to be telling me that there's at least one Yevani that we're not suspecting that he signed on the wrong side. Which one is that? Must be the last one. Why are we suspecting him? Why are we suspecting the two beforehand? The answer is, the two beforehand signed on two lines. That leads us to suspect them. The bottom one signed on one line, there's no reason to suspect them. That's why Rashi likes his chat better, that the signatures are on two lines, not everybody on one line. Because if everybody's on one line, either you suspect three, or you suspect none. Why are you suspecting two of the four and not the third one? That's what I think Rashi is saying. Therefore, he wants the shot of two lines, not of one line. I hope
Rebbe,
I explained.
Rebbe, even
yes.
If it's all on one line, even if it's all on one line, why can't we just be maybe the last guy to see Makbid Yevani? So he, you know, why can't we get two signs?
How do you know that the last guy is more Makbid than the second and the third? Why do you know that for sure? Why is it three and one?
It's not, maybe it is three and one still.
But maybe it's four and zero. But why doesn't the Gemara say maybe it's four and zero? Mm-hmm. If they're all one line, you're suspecting it could be a four and zero.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara seems to say for sure we have one in each get. Right? For sure you have one in each get. Must be that there is at least one on each get. Which one is on each get? You don't know. So if you learn like Rashi, the only ones we worry about are the ones on the two lines. The ones on the one line, we have no reason to suspect that they changed their heritage. But according to the other Mishnah, they're all on one line. So why are you more worried about two and three than you are about four? That's what I think Rashi is saying. Next Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah Vayter. Shayer mitzvah saget, the kasur b'dav sheni. A guy left over part of the get, wrote it on a second column. So you have part one of the get on column A, part two of the get on column B, the edim are mata, and edim are under column B. So I get the get is kasher. Because it's one piece of paper, right? We say it has to be one get. You can't give a woman two getting. You can't have half the get on one paper and half the get on another paper. But here it's the same paper. It's just two columns. So therefore we say that the get is kosher. The Gemara will have problems with this. But meanwhile, that's Pashim Shat in the Mishnah. Rashi, the Daf HaSheni, She'etz Le'Beroichah HaMegillah, next to it on the width of the paper, parchment, whatever it is. Shekirim bo shaynai, whatever Rashi says. You have two columns. I think it's the word colomo. As you see the word in French, I think the root of column isn't there. Colomo, meaning it's in two columns. Chas me'edim b'rei shadaf. If the Adam sign on
the
top
columns
of the
are next to each other, columns are next to each other?
Yes. On the same piece of paper. Why do you have differently there in art school? I don't think it's there. I think that's the shot. Two columns on the same piece of paper.
Okay.
Dr. Gumar Shadav. What if Adam signed on the top of the get? The Bach adds, Ayman Atzad is signed on the side of the get. Ayman Yachrov, the get Pashut, on the side, on the back, not in the get Makusha, but in the get Pashut. Puzzle it is puzzle. Because the Adam are not signing on the get. Rashi, Ayman Atzad, Begiyun Shiyamin HaGet, in the margin on the right of the get, Begiyun Min HaSmail, or in the margin, Begiyun HaSmail, or in the left margin. I'm Yaakov. I'm sorry. The get pashut should take the edim for his b'sayichik. And we're talking that the edim be on the same side as the get. That's how a regular get is written. Get makusher as the edim in the back. This is not a get makusher. This is a get pashut. Hikiv reisho shazeh b'tzad reisho shazeh. You wrote two gittin on a piece of paper. Both started at the halfway point. One wrote from the halfway point to the top of the paper, and one wrote from the halfway point to the bottom of the paper. That means the letters are opposite. One, meaning if you hold the paper, one get is right side up, and one get is upside down, depending which way you turn the paper, right? So both get and start in the middle, and they go towards the end of the page on different sides. The Adam Behemsa and the Adam sign in the middle. So they are not under any get. They are on top of both gittin. On one side, in one way, they're siding the same way as the get. And the other side, they're siding with the opposite way of the get. Doesn't make a difference. Either way, psulim, they're pasul, same psulim, because they did not sign on the get. We don't have them signature on the get. Rashi, hikiv chibrezer tzav. You attach one to each other. It doesn't mean you attach the papers. It means you put the two gittin on the same paper. You don't put two chavias next to each other. The signature doesn't go with one, and the signature doesn't go with the other. Right.
What is the last part?
I'm sorry.
Rabbi, what's the chavias on this?
I can't hear. Somebody is not going to do clearly. Is there a question?
Hear me out.
What's the question?
Yes, the question. Can you hear me, Rabbi? The question is, what's the Havamina on this one? If you already have the last one.
I don't know if it's my fault, but I'm hearing it. What?
No, we're all hearing it, but I think the issue is that we don't understand how this skit was written. Was it the Adam, was it in wall straight, or was it what was the top
I
was?
Think so.
Straight
good
and
point.
The bottom was going up.
Again, you started both getting in the middle of the page. You left okay. You started both getting in the middle of the page. One get you wrote from the middle to the top of the page, and one get you wrote from the middle to the bottom of the page. The item sign between the two getting. They're not at the bottom of any get. If you read the get, the Adam are not under it. On either get. They're at the top of both get.
And then answer me, thank you.
Okay.
Are they in the same direction as one of the gets? In other words,
well,
I don't know vertically.
Obviously, at this point, the Gemara will explain, they're in the same direction as one of the get, but they're in the opposite direction of the other of the get, right? Okay. But it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference because either way, they're not signed in the bottom of the get. But as Rashi said, Shneim Sulim Shein Nikris HaChasim Alayim Zeh. You can't read the signatures with either get. They're not under the get. Adam signed under a get to validate the get. These Adam did not sign under the get.
Just a general question, Rebbe.
Yes.
The same kind of Adam can sign two gets if it was regular, right?
Yes. Yes. But they would have to be read with each get. Right. When you read a get, you read the Adam's name on the bottom of the get. By the way, as an aside, by Gittin we don't sign the By all the other stars, we sign the If you ever read a ksuba, or you hear a ksuba, they say the pointy ben pointy aid. The pointy ben pointy aid. The Mepharshim speak out, why by Gittin don't we say the The answer is, all other stars are written as if the Adam are writing it. We, on this day, how the Bachar told the girl, write the whole and the Adam sign. So that is, if you read it, you're thinking the Adam are talking. The Adam are telling you a story, and they're putting their name at the bottom. By get, the Adam are not telling you the story of the get. The Adam are telling you nothing. They're signing that the husband valid wrote the get. So the Adam are not saying how this happened. The star is written, I, husband so-and-so, am divorcing wife so-and-so. So the would mean that the Adam said the star. They did not say the get. That's by every other star, the Adam write from their perspective. They were there when so-and-so married so-and-so and obligated himself in the ksuba. That's what the ksuba says. Signed by the two people who were there when the chas made that kinyan and obligated himself in what's written. So the ksuba is written, and so is every other monetary star, as if the Adam are writing down that they saw this and this happen and this obligation, and they put their names to it. So they say, Noam, I am speaking. I am speaking that this happened. I am speaking that this happened. By Gittin, it can't be written that the Adam saw the guy divorce. No. The guy has to write, I am divorcing. So it's written in the language of the husband speaking, not of the Adam speaking. If it doesn't say Noam, Noam would mean speaking. They're not speaking. They are signing on his speech. I hope I am clarifying myself. So therefore, there's no Noam by a get, because it's not the Adam talking. It's the husband talking. In Iksuba, it's not the Chasm talking. It's the Adam telling us that they saw the Chasm obligate himself. In the Ishtar Mammon, the Adam write, we saw Pliny sell his field to Pliny. We saw it happen. They signed the star. It's written in their language. They saw it. They write it. It happens to be the cipher writes it, but he writes it as they're speaking. Mashenki by get, he's not writing it as they're speaking. He's writing it as if the husband is speaking. The husband is saying, I, Pliny ben Pliny, am being megarish, my wife, Plinus plus Pliny. He's saying those words. Not the Adam say, we saw Pliny ben Pliny megarish. No. This is the get. The ksuba is a raya. The ksuba is not why he's obligated. It's an extra obligation because he gives it the star. But he made a kinyan beforehand, the kanina. And therefore, they're writing, we saw this kinyan. And then when he hands it the star, it gets strengthened by the fact she now has a star. But it really, it's the Adam talking about what they saw, not the husband saying, I am marrying this woman. That's not the way the star is written. The husband is not writing, I'm marrying this woman. He's saying, the Adam is saying, we watched the husband marry his wife, and we watched the husband obligate himself. Therefore, they signed the
Who says
I by get. I'm sorry?
Get. Who says this?
I didn't hear it.
You said that some of the Mishnah speak about it. Who says this?
I'm sorry?
Rabbi said, what's the source of this, which you just said? About the Nu'um?
One of the sources. I don't have a name. I can look it up, but I don't have a name. Yeah.
Rebbe, generally, what's the order of events here? I mean, are these
two gittin written in the at the on the same piece of paper, they're occurring at the same day, or if they're a
yes,
day later?
Let's say yes.
Okay, so
we don't
one
know.
Set of signatures for both, and they don't have to write their name twice, do they?
Well, that was the case before when you had five gittin on one piece of paper, and they signed at the bottom. If, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it has to have a vav and one zman. According to Rosh Lakish, you would have had to put the two together at the top. If not, we're saying you're only signing on the bottom one.
But these two column gettin, where you have one on
right.
one side, one on the other side, the previous Mishnah.
No, the previous Mishnah was no. The previous Mishnah was two separate gettin in two columns, right?
So can you use one set of Adam, but would they have to sign their name twice?
Well, they would have to be under both. And if they're signing their name under one, they're not under the other.
Okay, so they would have to repeat their signatures for this second get on the other column.
Right, exactly. Meaning you wouldn't be able to write Yaakov, then Reuven, then Yaakov, A, Reuven on one, and Yaakov on the other, because then they would be only under one.
Okay, and now in this case where you have one upside down and the other one upside down, if they wrote their names twice under the correct way, that would be kosher get. Is that true?
100%. Why not? Each get can be written with the read with the item. 100%.
Just clarifying. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, 100% would be kosher, but that's not what happened here. What happened here was the item signed in the middle.
Right, and in one the first case is where they're totally both are upside down, and the second case is where only one of them is upside down. Right.
Well, the both. I don't know what you mean by that. Which first case?
There's an art scroll diagram that shows the direction of the text.
So I don't know. The first case had the Adam on top or the side. The second case has. The two Adam are the two getting or one upside down than the other, and the Adam are in the middle.
And we say that the first get is kosher, but the second isn't.
No, we're not. It didn't say that. You're in the next case. I'm not up to there yet.
Right.
None.
Cipher shows that. It's not cipher shows that. What if you have get one, get two, one under the other, both the letters facing in the same direction? The Adam b'emsa, and the Adam signed between the two, right? So by the Adam signing between the two, they are really signing on the top one, because that's how you read it. The Adam are under the first get, which means the Adam are signing the first get, right? So as Adam nikim b'mekasher. So the first get's kasher. It's a get with Adam under it. The second get has no Adam. This is not the case of the Amud Aleph where they signed on the bottom. They signed in the middle. They're signing on the top get, not signing on the bottom get. That makes perfect sense. Rashi, Seifer Shozeh, Besat Seifer Shozeh, Shedem Nikimai, Shagag Chasimah Sa'edim Klapov. The top of the signatures faces the get, Kedera Chasim, like a regular get. Kusher, meaning whenever Adam signed, their lettering, the top of their lettering is under the get. And that's how you sign the get. Right. Ksav Seifer V'Aid, I think that's the next case. I'm sorry. Did I skip? Yeah. Raisha Shozeh, Betzat Sefer Shozeh. I'm sorry. I didn't translate Sefer Shozeh, Betzat Sefer Shozeh correctly. Sefer Shozeh, Betzat Sefer Shozeh means they're written the opposite way. Again, the starting from the top and starting from the bottom, there are two get being written. That's probably the case you saw on Art Scroll. And the Adam signed under one. And you read one, you read the Adam. The other way, the Adam are upside down. So therefore, the get you can read the Adam with is kosher. Now, the next case. Raisha Shazam and Tatsaifa Shazam, which is the case I was referring to, one under the other of Adam Bamsa, as Adam Mikim Besaifa Kosher. That's the get that the Adam are read with, that's kosher. Get Shakasa Ivris, the Adam Yavanas, Yavanas, the Adam Ivris. A get that's written in Ivris, and the Adam signed. In Yavanis, or Yavanis, and the Adam signed in Ivris, it's okay. It's 100% kosher. It's one get, no two getting. One get has two Adam. What do I care whether they signed the Ivri way or the Yavani way? The bottom line is we have two witnesses, and when two Adam come and validate the signatures, they'll validate and they'll tell us whether it's Ivri or Yavani. It's not a problem. Eid Echad Ivri ve'Eid Echad Yavani. If you have one Eid that's an Ivri and one Eid of a Yavani, but there's no problem here because here there's only one get. So, yes, the second Eid signed. We don't know what's his name, what's his father's name, but it doesn't make a difference because the bottom line is we have two signatures of the same get and they both can be validated. Or, Sabs, I think it's supposed to add the word kosher. Kosher. Next case.
Magritten?
Yes.
The case where they one was Yavani, one was an Ivri, the Eidei Mesira have to let the people know or the Beis Din know the backgrounds of the two Eidim? Or just here we saw
again. In those days, there was no Ben. The husband wrote the get. He had two Eidim signed. Quinter and Mayer, that validates the get. And in order to validate, if somebody claims it's not a kosher get, we'll recognize the signatures and we'll be good to go. So what do I care if one is Ivri and one is Yavani? Who cares?
Right. That's the question. So Eidim Mesira, who they?
Eidim Mesira, according, this is not Reb Elazar speaking. Right? This is Reb Meir speaking, who needs signatures.
They do have to form a Eidim form.
I can't hear you.
Do they have to inform anybody who was in the Yavani?
Nobody has to. Why do they have to inform anybody? What's the purpose?
Because we're going to look for Eidim. Some movies are going to.
I don't know why. Some people I'm hearing very clearly, and some people I'm hearing, not, I can't hear, they're bouncing up.
Because they are necessary in the future to verify. It's possible they won't know who's the Yavani, who's the name, they'll be looking for some people.
Again, when we validate the signatures, we'll know who's signed. Somebody's going to come and recognize Reuven ben Yaakov. He'll either recognize him as Reuven or he'll recognize him as Yaakov. But the signature will be recognizable.
Wow, you're right, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Sad sight for the eight.
Rabbi, why do we do our gittin why don't we do our gittin in English in America now?
No idea. Honestly, going to this mission you could. I don't know why. My guess is as follows, that we don't have the exact translations of every word. There's a lot of letter and words there that mean that she could get married and all kinds of different things. And we would have to have an exact translation of each of those words. And I know Art Scroll tries to translate all the words, but we have no no exact translation for all those words in the get. And Enochanami, theoretically speaking, it should be a kosher get without the exact wording, but we are very makbid on exact wording, and therefore we don't want to play. We are so makbid on getting, we don't play around with any of it. So therefore, we're insisting on the way it's written today. That's what my guess is, but I didn't research it.
Okay.
Maybe a get Yavanis. What? How do you say the woman's name? Would it be like Avram Bas Tamar or something like that, how would you do it in Yavanis?
How would you read the words?
How do you specify the lady's name in Yavanis? You have to say her father's name.
I guess if you're writing Yavanis, her name would be after her father's name.
So it'd be.
That's how they write names in Yavanis. That's how they write it in Yavanis. Avram Tamar. Right.
Avram and his daughter is Tamar. Okay, something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Shav Seifer Ve'ed Kasher. There's going to be a Machlokes in the Gemara, whether it means the writing of the cipher or the signing of the cipher. We'll talk about it when we get there to the Gemara. We've been quoting this Mishnah countless times. Ishplaini Eid Kasher. Even if he doesn't write his father's name, he writes Ishplaini Eid. That's Kasher. Ben Ishplaini Eid Kasher. He doesn't write his name. He says, I am the son of so-and-so. It's Kusher. Because we'll recognize the signature. He's Ben Yaakov. Ishpoini, Ben Ishpoini, Vilekatavei, Kusher. you write the son's name and the father's name without the word Eid next to it, it's still kosher. The Kachay Niki Hadas Yibushlai Maisim. This is what the Niki Hadas, the nice, I don't know how he translates the Ki Hadas, was the, what did he say? Clear-minded
pure
people.
Minded.
The what-minded?
Pure.
Pure-minded people, you're lying. They didn't like to write extra words. Today's sign, Ishplaini ben Ishplaini. Kasub chani chasa v'chani chasa, kasher. If you write nicknames, that's also kasher. You don't have to write the name, you can write the nickname. Rashi says, the nickname of the family. You can write, the way it's explained, is, let's say, you write Avraham ben Ezra. And Ezra is not Avraham's father. Ezra is his great-grandfather. But the family is called Ben Ezra. So Avraham Ben Ezra, it's like writing a last name. That's what it would be. Meaning it's identifying the person by the name of a family rather than by the name of his exact father. That's what seems to be the way it's explained. Rashi.
About their profession. The Sandler.
Doesn't say that. Again, you know, Rav signed like a fish. And Rav Chanina signed with a date thing. You have to know who it is that people can come and say, that's his signature. They can look at the handwriting, and this is Rav's fish, nobody else's fish. Rashi. Look, Rashi, Kacha in the Kia, that's nice. I'm sorry? I don't know, the first day I ever had this problem, that I'm not hearing people. I don't know why.
Can you hear me now?
I get here.
No, take your phones off.
It's possible that some have a poor connection wherever they're located calling in. That's why you're garbled.
I don't know. I can't hear. Some people I hear clearly, like I just heard Baruch Maisha and Dr. Bray. But some people I can't hear. I don't know why. Kachay Niki Hadas Magim, Shulshainim Tsara, in a short language, Lechaisman Eid, El Plaini Ben Plaini, Chanechasu Shem Shlevai Shemishpacha Kula, the name of the whole family. That's how Pashim Shad is. They identify themselves by the last name, like Davidson, right? That's the name of the family. Now, those days, the reason the person was called Davidson is because it came from the Shpacha of somebody called David, so the whole family was called Davidson. That's basically it. That's the Gmarvite. The Leich is still Mahani Tregiti Havi. Okay, we're going on the first case. The Getz on two columns. The Getz on two columns, and the Edom are in the second column. Maybe there were two Gittin here, and they cut off the top of the first one, and they cut off the bottom of the first one and the top of the second one. There might have been conditions put into the Getz. So this guy decided it was two getting, right? So they decided, instead of leaving the bottom of the first get, which has conditions, they'll cut that off. They'll cut off the top of the second one and use the second half of the get on the second column. And it might be a different get. It was written for a different man and a different woman. So it's a possible get. So there were two getting. This Rami lays man the kam of Eidim the Basra. And he has the time of the first one in the first part, and the Adam of the second one. The Gazil is man the Basra of Adam the Kaman. He cut off half of each get. That way, in case there was a condition there, he gets the condition removed. Amarav Abba Amarav, Kshiyesh Revach Lamamata. On the first column, there's still room. He didn't cut anything off. If he did, the first column would end at the bottom. He didn't. There's still room there, and he moves to a second column. Correct the Gemara, that answers why we know he didn't cut the bottom off of the first get. But Dilma's Mandabasra made his guy's get. But maybe there was another get that he cut off the top of the second get. So the Gemara answers, that is talking about Kshiyash Rebech Mumata, Hachanami Kshiyash Rebech Mumaila. So the answer is, we have space on both sides. So that means there's space in the bottom of the first column, and there's space on top of the second column. Now if he cut anything off, there would be at least on one get no space. On one side, there would be no space. Rashi. But like his number trade you the hobby, I saw him into the get. The custom is not by saying because he left over a little bit of the get and wrote in the second column. Number trade you the hobby, slam him. There might have been two complete get. That's slightly custom, the guy Bishop McGill, I said, many meaning. And the left one was written higher up on the paper than the right one. And the Yisrami Adam Bidei, Kleimer, Kleimer, Shoshani, Kenegat, has Chalasa Sharishan. The second one finished where the first one started. And you basically cut off Zman de Kama, Hainas Chalasa, at the beginning, the Adam de Basra, and you cut off the second half of the left column, Hainu Saifa, Kleimer, Shita, Sachrain, Shaydim, Chazulim, Tatayim, and cut off the bottom again. The Gazi, Zman de Basra, Adam de Kama, Chotach Saifa, Sharishan, Shayishlai, it was there, make Tanai, Shayabad, was a Tanai. The Chotach Raja, Shoshani, was swirled with Chalasa, Sharishan. Cut off the bottom half of the second one and made it even to the beginning of the first one. The Kivan Khatifa Saifa Sharishan, Teve to Teve Shoshir Hashani. And he worked it out that there's no repetition of any word, right? The first one ends exactly before the word that the second one signs starts. So it would look like one get. But really, it was two gittin. Megarsha Bishnei Chatzori Gittin, the Adam Ashloi Lai Ashloi Chasbo, the Adam signed on the second get. And he's using them on his get because he's using half of his get. The names are in the right column. Sherevach Mamata, Gilyan Tacha Sarishan, this space under the first one. The Vada Le Nechtachim Menachuam, nothing was cut. Le Nechtachim Yaiser, nothing else was written. It's empty. Dilma's Manda Basra, Migus Gai, Shema Get Shaloi, Nimlach Milagamrai, maybe he decided not to give the get. Ula Maila, on the left column does a get signed and sealed, signed and written and signed. She chazav an imlach legarsha, then he decided to divorce her. Chatech al yoyna shosheni, cut off the top of the second one. The kivan teve to teve, he made sure that the words read smoothly. Ligmar get shalai. How do we know that there was no second get? The answer is that just like there was a redach on the bottom, there also a redach on the ma'al. Nothing else was written. Dr. Gemara Weiter, the Dilma Imluchi Imluch Mekasav. Question is, maybe he decided not, at the beginning he decided not to divorce her, then he decided to divorce her, and wrote it on the second column. Meaning, how do we know that he is, how would we know that he didn't, like the fact that it's on two columns should raise suspicion that he might have changed his mind the middle and then came back and finished it. Now, usually we don't suspect that. But here, since it's on two columns, maybe it's either on two different days he wrote it, which would make a puzzle get, or maybe he decided not to divorce her. It was Mavatl, the first get. And now he's continuing. The fact that it's in a second column should raise suspicion. And for the Gemara, the cost of Hariat Momata, Muteris Momaila. Hariat is on the first column, Muteris is on the second column. We don't say he changed his mind. In fact, who says Domus Ramelai? Maybe he changed his mind after the word of Hariat. But the Markulai Lechashina, to be afraid that he changed his mind after the word Hariat, before the word Muteras, that's not when you change your mind. It's very far out to be suspicious of something like that. Rashi? Dr. Rashi, the Domi Imluchi Imluch Betrila Shlai Lagarsha, he decided not to divorce her. Then he decided to divorce her. He might have written part of one day and signed it later. The fact that it's not finished on one column leads us to be suspicious. We don't say you change your mind between Hariat and Muteras. At least we finished the line. You never know. The Gemara says that's too far out. We're not chayshus. Ravashi says the idea bay mitachd the Megillah. Ravashi says all these questions are not sure because we can look at the sacht of the Megillah is. Mesachtan Megillah means from the look of the cloth, meaning you can tell that which is the edges. You can look and see that there was no cut. I guess on their paper, you could tell around the edges it was a different shade. And if it was cut, that shade would not be there. I guess it was darker around the edges. And therefore, you can look at this piece of paper and say, nobody cut it. And therefore, you don't have to be afraid that it was too gitten and somebody cut it. Rashi? Rashi, Amar Kula Kushasik Bahani B'Chachim B'Tarik. You can answer all the questions. From the stretching of the cloth, meaning from the makeup of the parchment, there was no cut. It's black and thick. Nobody touched with a razor. And where am I looking at? I'm Shalinogosham Tar Hagalovim. I don't know what the word Hagalovim means. It's a razor of the, I don't know, obviously people that cut paper or something like that. I don't know what the word Galovim means. Shadarach Oisei Klofim Shekoshim Agonim Sobim. When they make parchment, they tie rocks around it. Limsach HaKlof to stretch it. Matchilim L'Sakre B'Samoch. And they started being masakin, and then they started being fixing it to get it to be real cloth. So I guess by stretching it, the stretched out part is a different shade. I think masamuch means in the middle. Starts in the middle, and they work their way outward. But the outer part is still thicker, not as worked out as the inner part. She'ein radach l'matas, you know, you still have to say there's no room under it. Because he didn't cut it, but maybe he changed his mind in the middle. There it is. He did not change his mind in the middle. There's no room on the bottom because that's why he went to the second column. That answers that question. But we're not afraid of any cut because there's no reason to suspect you cut. Look at the parchment. You see this was never cut. And therefore, you have nothing to worry about. Says if they sign on top or on the sides, it's not a good signature. Frek the Gemara. Haini. Rav chasam benatzat. Rav signs on the side. That's how Rav used to sign, on the side of the get. That's what we're assuming now, that he signed the side of the get. So the Gemara, Hashem Shigagai Gabitzav, his signature's top was facing the writing. He signed on the side, but the signature was, the top of the signature was towards the writing of the get. So we say he signed the get even though it's on the side. And in the Mishnah it's talking about that the bottom of the signature is towards the get. And therefore that we say is puzzle. That's what we want to say. It's not going to make, it's not going to last. But let's read Rashi. Shigadu shokhasima klapi ksava get. You must assign them this get. Maybe there was a star written on top of it, but all of chasmo edem. Meaning the fact that the signature is facing not towards the get, but away from the get, is saying maybe they were signing on something else. And therefore, it's possible. Okay, we are going to continue mentioning tomorrow, and I'll be live again in the back in the base of Edrish. Everybody should have a wonderful day.